proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. Today we begin a new series on the life of Joseph, the son of Jacob. The final chapters of the book of Genesis contain a biography of Joseph's life. He went from the surroundings of a loving family to slavery in a foreign land. He knew what it meant to be a prisoner, more or less jailed for a crime he didn't commit. Joseph also experienced the vindication that resulted, in that he not only regained his freedom, but acquired the favor and the patronage of the Pharaoh of Egypt, the supreme ruler. In many ways, the life of Joseph had parallels with the life of Jesus Christ. Both men knew the special love of a father. Both men evoked the hatred of their brethren and betrayal by their brethren. Both men suffered as a result of false and malicious accusations leveled against them. Both men received exaltation. Exaltation to the point where every man would have to bow the knee to them and acknowledge them as Lord. While he was still a teen, Joseph gained the trust of his father Jacob. According to Genesis chapter 37, quote, "Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors," unquote. That garment may have symbolized the authority over his older siblings, an authority which Jacob delegated to Joseph. Thus bestowing that robe upon him might have contributed to his brother's hatred of him. Joseph's dreams provided further fuel for his brother's anger against him. According to Genesis chapter 37, Joseph told them that, quote, "We were binding sheaves. We were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose, and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaf stood round about and made obeisance to my sheaf," unquote. Joseph also spoke of a second dream he had, in which, according to him, quote, "The sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me," unquote. In other words, Joseph's father, his mother, and his older brothers would bow down to him. Even Jacob grew upset with his younger son over that interpretation. Joseph's brothers soon had their opportunity to get back at him. As they pastored Jacob's flocks near Shechem, Jacob sent Joseph out to see them. Perhaps you could say that Jacob should have known of Joseph's older brother's animosity and how they could not speak peaceably unto him, as the scripture says. Nonetheless, he dispatched his younger son, wearing that coat of many colors, sending Joseph away from home and into potential danger, whether from his brothers or any other source. Jacob's oldest son seized this opportunity to vent their hatred against Joseph. They seized him, stripping off his coat. They originally intended to kill him, but Reuben, the oldest brother, persuaded them to throw Joseph into a pit. Sometime later, a caravan of Ishmaelite merchants passed that way. Judah, who was Jacob's fourth son, Judah persuaded his siblings to sell Joseph to these Ishmaelites. They proceeded to do so for 20 pieces of silver. Afterwards, the brothers took Joseph's captured coat, smeared blood upon it, and brought the garment back to Jacob. In Romans chapter number 8, Paul wrote how, quote, "All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose," unquote. Jacob thought himself bereaved because, in his own words, Joseph was not. However, he would soon find out that Joseph not only had not been killed, but was to be put in a position where he could be the deliverer of his family and the Egyptian people. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.